Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission and Veteran Threat and AIB Bookkeeping and Gap Ministries and North Star Hyperbaric and I Believe in Myself and Tucson International Academy and MPG Automotive and Making College Come True and Iron One Dental.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's brought by a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means that we are officially here. Like we're official, like a ref and his whistle. You ready for this?
I'm ready, man.
Yeah, you're wearing your coach shirt today, so let's coach him up.
Let's rock and roll, man.
And teach them all about the common good happening in our community, highlighting all the good in our community, because all too often do we hear, there's nothing good on the radio anymore. I don't hear any good news at all. Well, people, I got good news for you. We're here.
Yep.
And today we have another few amazing guests. We have Drew Henniser with Helix Home Comfort that we'll be speaking with for the first half of the show. And then the second half of the show, we'll be speaking with Brian Bray and his entourage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he brings like everywhere. This is like his crew.
Yeah. I see him.
Yeah. They're like, I'm jealous a little bit because this guy rolls deep.
Yeah.
And they'll be talking about financials and investments and all that kind of cool stuff. So I'm excited for today's show, but this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I didn't give grace to a very loving father that has blessed myself and my compadre Andreas Ruiz and Tom, the handy, friendly engineer, so very much. So we're going to, you know, I like to start it off with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, man. Amen.
Good stuff.
Yes.
And yeah, man, just really excited to have our guest today, Drew Henniser from Helix Home Comfort. And he and I, we met at a real estate school, and we connected, we talked a little bit, and then we just connected on Facebook, never really hung out or anything like that, but we hung out on Facebook every now and then. And, you know, the dude's a powerhouse. I've been following him. He's been doing a lot of amazing things, and he's a real go-getter, man. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited to have you, Drew. How you feeling today, brother?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. Really appreciate it. This show is awesome. So proud and happy to be here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's an honor to have you on. And definitely, if you're in line with all the guests that Andreas usually brings on, you are a powerhouse just like he said you are. So, again, I thank you for being here, brother.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
So, thank you.
So, yeah, let's get into it, man. Drew, I want to ask you, tell us a little bit about Helix Home Comfort. Tell us, what is Helix Home Comfort?
Yeah. So I founded Helix Home Comfort a few years ago. And Helix Home Comfort's, in essence, a renewable energy program, a renewable energy company. We do solar power, you know, air conditioning, high efficiency equipment. So our job is to transition homeowners from paying the high utility bills, you know, over to renewable energy, putting solar panels on their roof, and really cleaning up our ecosystem, our environment, things like that. You know, that's kind of the big motivation behind us is saving our, you know, our customers money. So nice. Our company really works on a lot of renewable energy programs that are, you know, by the federal government, things like that.
Nice. That's awesome. And so it's interesting. I mean, it's nowadays, it seems like it's becoming more popular, this type of technologies, this type of thing. 10 years ago when I was talking about it, nobody seemed interested at all. But I'm guessing you, like me, you probably were kind of like ahead of the game on this type of stuff. But what got you interested in this type of work and this type of technologies?
Yeah, solar. So, I mean, I've always kind of been an innovator in a few things. I did air conditioning, just strictly HVAC for a long time.
Okay.
And a friend of mine kind of brought me into the solar world when he kind of showed me what it was doing for homeowners, raising values in their actual like home value into their homes, and then also saving people a ton of money. Which is a couple of cool things. So once I seen that, just the raw power that we can harness from the sun instead of nuclear plants and coal plants and all this, you know, all that bad environmental stuff. So on both sides of the plane, everyone loves to save money, which I love because I'm kind of a penny pincher myself. And then also loved, you know, the fact that we can have a really clean ecosystem instead of big coal and big nuclear plants. So that got me really sparked on the whole deal.
Yeah. And I'm guessing definitely being, I mean, I'm intrigued by this. I wish I would have, definitely we have to set up a time for you, I, and Andreas to talk outside of this, because the idea that, one, you're an HVAC guy that's also doing solar, that's an interesting kind of synergy there, because, you know as well as I do, HVAC system is one of the biggest users of energy in the household and in the commercial buildings. So to be able to cut into that substantially with solar is mind-blowing. So yeah, I guess speak to that a little bit more, and kind of how you're drawn to that connection.
Yeah, absolutely. So the connection of it is awesome, because growing up, my father and my grandparents always were like, hey man, turn the lights off anywhere you go. Hey, don't turn the thermostat up. Don't do this, right? Unplug your appliances and all this. So I always was just fascinated by why. And the older I got, when I first got a house, when I first, kind of moved up and started getting things and growing older, I realized it costs money, right? Yeah. And our dreams and our fun doesn't run on, on hope. It runs on dollar bills. So, the synergy of that whole system is awesome. Like the HVAC world, I was always intrigued by high efficiency HVAC equipment, heating and cooling equipment. And then once I found out about solar, I'm like, oh my gosh, like we could put solar panels on a roof of a home or in a backyard or something along those lines. And they could literally run every appliance, light, everything, plug in their Teslas, their new F-150 electrics, everything, all for free because their panels are just supplying it from the sun, which is like awesome. So it got rid of that. When my dad used to tell me, turn all the lights off every time you go out the room kind of thing. And, you don't have to worry about that as much because the sun is going to provide that for you, which is unbelievably awesome.
That's amazing. Well, we're going to talk about all that and more with Drew Henniser with Helix Home Comfort. But before we go to break, this is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Bed and Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, and my buddy, Andreas Ruiz, has something to tell you about I Believe in Myself and the motivational work that they do.
Yeah, if anybody's interested in taking their life to the next level, getting that strategy set up for that big vision that you've been desiring for a week, a month, a year, maybe even a decade, send me a message at ibelievecal@gmail.com, and we will help you create that strategy for that big vision, and we will also help you eliminate any fear that is stopping you from moving forward, whether it's the fear of failure, the fear of success and not being able to handle it, or the fear of caring about what people think or say about you. And we will also be working on the energy so you can have 100% energy, just like Drew provides for his solar people. And so send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com, and we will get you rocking and rolling.
That was a good one. Yeah.
The Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We will be right back.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
All in Balance Bookkeeping at AIBBookkeeping.net has been serving Tucson for over 25 years in the nonprofit and for-profit sectors. All in Balance Bookkeeping is ready to take the stress of bookkeeping off of your shoulders for a price that won't cost an arm and a leg. All in Balance Bookkeeping services includes digital bookkeeping, QuickBooks consulting, cleanup and payroll for manageable and affordable rates. Call All in Balance Bookkeeping today at 520-660-5854 to schedule a free consultation, or go to AIBBookkeeping.net to book now.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I am your coach and speaker, Andres Ruiz, alongside the Pastor John McLean, and this is the Common Good Radio Show. So we are really excited to have some powerhouses today.
Yeah.
You know, usually we have women on the show, but today we have men.
Men. It's a men's group.
Yeah.
It's a men's group Common Good Radio Show.
Yeah, man. And we have, like I said, some powerhouses. We have Drew Henniser in the house. And, you know, thanks again, man, for being on the show, dude.
Dude, I appreciate it. Absolutely.
Yeah, man. So we were talking a little bit about, you know, the work that you do and all the amazing, you know, services that you have. And one thing that really I would like to know is, like, how has COVID impacted your business during these interesting times?
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, the funny thing is COVID has been such a, at one point, another scary and crazy moment, and another point in our world has been really blessed to actually be able to do really well in our business. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because a lot of people got to work from home that were able to do so, and a lot couldn't. But the people who were home more, and they used their air conditioning more, and were in their homes using more lights and more appliances. And in our world, in the renewable energy, when we can really show customers how to save money, you know, when people weren't working, they were losing jobs, things like that. Our job was to save our people that are just like me, just like you, just like everybody out there who's, you know, trying to get along and push and do better and try to get through this thing. We save people thousands and thousands of dollars just on utility bills alone, operating on their house through this. So we've actually stayed pretty steady and done pretty well. We've actually had a pretty good hire coming on, a pretty big mass hire. So we're mass hiring all the way around the whole Southern Belt from California to Florida right now,
nice.
Trying to help as many people as we can out.
That's beautiful. That's awesome. That, yeah, it's, and I think that's probably why you and Andreas grew so well, and why I feel like, you know, you're an awesome dude just because Andreas and I were kind of the same way, you know, once, you know, in dealing with COVID, you know, it hit us just like it did everybody else. So we're just like, okay, you know, how do we respond to this? You know, and how do we help people and make things better for everybody? So that's cool to see
and something about that you just said right there is it's interesting how when you connect with people like Drew, that they're so optimistic that they look at the blessing in what happened with COVID. You know, we looked at COVID as a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of amazing opportunities came our way. And that's why I connect with people like Drew, because they're so optimistic just like us.
Yeah.
And, you know, like-minded people always think alike, and we are definitely those people right here. So that's why I love what Drew does, and the way that he thinks. And so, Andrew, in regards to this, like, what changes have you had to make to overcome these challenges during COVID?
Great question. We used to do a lot of in-home appointments. We used to knock a lot of doors and help out a lot of people and things like that in that manner. But what we switched over to is actually a lot of virtual appointments, just so if we're, you know, scared of things and things like that, we can actually look at someone's roof structure at their home from any Google software, or any of our solar software that we have, which is really nice. And we just need a copy of the utility bill, and we can just show them how much they'll save per year and be able to kind of adjust that route. So we switch a little bit virtually on a lot of our stuff during COVID kind of deal. And now that it's, you know, I would say it's over kind of deal, in my opinion, but it's getting to the end point, and we've kind of switched back up to wearing masks and still we're back to knocking doors. We're in BJ's across the country, you know, which are like a Costco deal. So we're back to the communication, getting back to rubbing shoulders and shaking hands and really enjoying what we do best is talking to people and helping them out. So just that virtual side of things really changed over for us for a little while.
Mm-hmm. And thinking of it, since I have, you know, my own personal HVAC man here with me, what are some of the things that people can do I mean, like simple stuff they can do around their household to kind of save energy or save money, whether it's with their HVAC system or just in general stuff that people don't think of that you're akin to.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's a good question as well. You know, in the HVAC world, I've been there for over 15 years. Our company's installed thousands and thousands of equipment all across the country, from Michigan to Colorado to Arizona to Florida, you know, the whole big triangle and in between. Yeah, it's been good. Some efficiency things you can do is, one, make sure you check those filters on the regular basis, once a month, I would say. Mm-hmm. Depends on what type you have. Number two would be set it and forget it on that thermostat. You know, I would keep it at the same thing during the day, and at nighttime, if you like it a little cooler, drop it a degree or two, but keep your schedule the same so the system's not overworking more than it needs to. And then the third thing is, man, I just, you know, I'm kind of like, I love the fact of saving money and like pinching the pennies and doing that. But like, once I got the renewable energy, the solar world, oh man, you know, it's like you get those panels up there, you cut your bill in half, and you can just, you know, run everything, anything you want all the time, which is awesome. Nice. You know, it's really, really impressive. And then, you know, for veterans and first responders and people out there saving money on that stuff, they got really good deals going on with those type of people out there. We got a huge promotion we're running for veterans and first responders and police officers for the month of October. You had to save some serious money. So,
And how do people get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you?
Yeah, helixhomecomfort.com. So, you know, www.helixhomecomfort.com. And we got a little message box in there and a live web chat, and our phone numbers, everything is on there. So just get a hold of us there. But anyone for first responders, anybody for veterans, anything like that, we're giving out a free air conditioner when they switch over to solar.
Okay. You know? Okay. So,
yeah, man. So we're doing it just for the month of October for our local Tucson people, Southern Arizona people. That's going to be a huge thing for us, as we're trying to actually, we can only do it for a month because it would break us if we went any longer. But yeah, we really want to do good. We want to put it out there for our local people. And yeah, so we're giving a free air conditioner out with every customer, you know, that switches over to solar, veterans, first responders, police officers in that field.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard anything like that.
Yeah, so. Same here, man. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, John, you know, being a veteran can really, I'm pretty sure he appreciates that. So
yeah, for sure.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, and yeah, so
absolutely.
And just a real quick, you know, we have about a minute left. Who would you say it kind of sounds like your ideal client is anybody, but, you know, is there like a particular person that you're looking for these services that you can serve?
Yep, perfect. The people who are going to benefit from this the most would be single-family homeowners, so as in just a single-family residence.
Okay.
Have to own the home. That's the only thing. So have to own the home and just have to have, you know, a decent credit score. And that's really it, man. We can kind of get people in, because what they're doing is they're switching from their utility company, getting rid of those people, and purchasing solar energy, just a solar payment, for a fraction of the price. So, you know, the ideal client would be someone who's just a homeowner who's looking to save money. And yeah, that's it. You can get this whole thing for zero down, zero out of pocket, and get just switched over, like the easiest process you've ever done. So
nice. That's amazing.
That is amazing,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much that we could still cover. Definitely, yeah, we have to have you on again, Drew.
Yeah, I'll come back, man. I appreciate you guys. I'll come back again. I know we've been talking. I love this show. So you guys do a lot of good out there. So we just wanted to give back. I know, Andres, we've known each other for a while. So I just wanted to, you know, he blessed me with the opportunity to talk to you guys. So I just wanted to give back to my locals. And, yeah, anybody that does for the month of October, yeah, they'll get that free air conditioner when they switch over, and it's nothing out of pocket. And I know a lot of people could use it during the COVID times. So.
Awesome. Yeah,
I appreciate
thanks,
it, Drew. Well, that's Drew Hennesser with Helix Home Comfort. This is Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you haven't been to 1118 North Jones Avenue and checked out Veterans Rift, please do. All the proceeds go to the Homeless Veteran Transition Program, Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be back right after this break. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe Myself.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. I hope that break did you well. Hope you got your chance to go to the bathroom there, get yourself a little snack. Hope you feel well, because we have another awesome half of the show for you. We have Jamar Jordan here in studio with us, and Brian Bray. He's running behind, but he will be joining us shortly. But I'm glad we have Jamar Jordan Solamente in studio with us, because for one, we get the honor of thanking him for his service. We got another Air Force vet here in studio with us, which, like, I don't know how we do it. Sometimes it's consciously, and sometimes it's just like this mystic magic happens. But we have a lot of veterans on this show.
We do, man.
God bless it.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what makes this show so good. We've been around for over a year now. Soon we'll be saying over a year and a half now.
It's been over a year and a half now, right?
Yeah. No, well, almost a year and a half.
Almost a year and a half.
We don't give ourselves too much credit. But
yeah.
But it's because we have amazing people, one, that are veterans, and two, like Jamar, that are just masters of their industry.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And the first thing I want to talk about, just because it's what he does separate from Brian, and we'll talk about kind of the investment side of things when Brian gets here, you're an accountant. Yeah. And it's something that you said before the break. And actually, first, let me thank you for being here, Jamar. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, the interesting you said during the break about your journey and becoming an accountant. I guess, retell us about that, because I definitely found that very, very interesting.
Well, my journey started in the military. The first one, I had the opportunity to read the book, Think and Grow Rich.
Oh, okay.
But before that, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I read that actually while I was deployed to the desert. And that's kind of where the transformation started.
I wish I would have been on top of my game like that back then. But when I was deployed, I was 18 years old. So how old were you in that same time?
At that time, I was about 28, 29.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you were at that age where we start figuring stuff out. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So with that being said, like, you know, so you read the book, and I mean, did you get into accounting immediately, or what happened after that? You read the book.
Well, I knew after I read the book, I had to start making some changes. The first thing I concentrated on was fixing my credit, because if you don't have money, you better have some good credit. And after that, I just started the journey, just getting better and better. I became the resource advisor in the military, where we start handling the money. So I just started that projection up after that, and really delving into the finances part of it.
Yeah, and then you talked about how, you know, you got to make money, but then you also said, I want to make sure I keep the money. So tell us a little bit about that, you know, for anybody out there that doesn't know how to keep the money, like you said. What advice would you give them?
Yeah, that's the thing that really caught me, where he said, you got into accounting to keep the money, which is not the usual path for an accountant. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I did it totally different. So most people focus on the operations first and getting that up to running. well, it's not about how much you make, it's how much you keep. So I kind of did it a little backwards, but I found more success doing it that way, mm-hmm. because then you're able to use strategy a lot better as far as, you know, paying taxes, mm-hmm. tax planning and different things mm-hmm. like that. So that was my main focus, was really, and then you can start building the generational wealth that way, because mm. we all know everybody's going to die and everybody's going to pay taxes. So you might mm. as well start getting the strategies and the planning, you know, ahead of what you're trying to do.
Interesting. And like for like the type of work that you do in the realm of accounting, what is like the ideal client look like for you?
My ideal accounting is my niche would be a small business person, usually okay. independent contractors, because mm-hmm. as you know, financial literacy is not taught, mm. but it doesn't keep you from having a business. So mm-hmm. you have two facets of the business. You have the operations and then you have the finances. Mm. Well, the finances is the language of the business. The problem is that you spend more time on the operations and then you kind of let the finances slack mm. when you first start now. So that's where I come in and say, okay, we need to try to balance this out again and kind of see where you are, because you know, in business, you need capital. Well, where do you get the capital from? That comes from the financial side.
Mm. Mm.
Interesting. Yeah, man. And so for people that are trying to keep that money, and you know, business owners that, you know, want to keep that money, like what are some like tips that you would give them, like 2 to 3 tips that, you know, that you've noticed that there's a gap and people are, you know, struggling with to make sure that they keep their money?
One thing I try to tell people is that and I learned this, I can't take this, but I learned this from Marcus Lemonis, who I'm a big friend of the show, The Prophet. I'm not sure you're familiar with that.
Mm,
but
The Prophet.
But nice. Marcus actually had one program where he showed how the cost of one cupcake was 35 cents, and that was including the labor. Mm. So if you understand your numbers, then that's the biggest part of the problem mm. is the numbers, because mm-hmm. you need to know each month whether or not, you know, you're starting out in the red, the black, or the green. Hopefully you're in at least the black, so at least you're kind of trying to break even. Mm-hmm. The green is awesome, but knowing your numbers is just that important. And then when you break it down, you have what is called a breaking point throughout the month, right, to where all your expenses are paid for, and then everything after that is profit. Mm. So that's kind of the journey I try to give my clients to, is, okay, where is your break-even point throughout the month? And then everything else is profit, because a lot of times people come at me where their back is against the wall and I become like the problem solver. So you can solve the problem, but if you don't implement any systems and processes going forward, then they just kind of revert back to their old ways.
Mm. Interesting. Nice. Yeah. So like from your experience, it just sounds like people just don't know their numbers, and you know, like you're the one that comes in, takes care of the numbers and make sure that everything is figured out. Like, but for those people that don't know their numbers, like what would you suggest they do in order to be, you know, just have more knowledge? Is that something that you teach them as well, or what, or do you just get in there and just do the work for them?
No, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I like to be your financial guide. I don't want to do it for you, but I want to be there with you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people just need accountability. They can mm-hmm. do it themselves, but they just need that coach or that mentor, or somebody to come in there and like say, okay, you know, I'm your backup here. You know, mm-hmm. let's do this. And then you really just have to trust in the process, too, that it's all going to work out for the business. So that's mm-hmm. what I encourage you. That's what I encourage people to do. And main thing, get QuickBooks. I mean, QuickBooks, it's not that hard to learn. Mm-hmm. It just takes a little discipline. And if you can't do it, you know, find you a bookkeeper to somebody to help you out with that.
Yeah. Mm. Nice.
Nice.
Good well, stuff. Awesome. Yeah, that is good stuff. Yeah, those are some good questions you're asking. You got to the juice of it.
There we go.
So, yeah. Thank you for that, Jamar. So,
absolutely.
We'll be back with more of that after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself. If you haven't been to 1118 North Jones to check out Veteran Thrift, we ask that you do. The hot items that we're asking for donations of right now are furniture, electronics, and vehicles. We have several veterans that need cars just to get to their appointments and to their jobs. So any help is appreciated. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate or to get more information about this show or the many programs that we have to help connect veterans with their benefits and with the housing. We'll be back right after this break with Jamar Jordan.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
The Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching.
Yes.
And it's taken off like a rocket.
Yep.
Like, I don't know if I believe myself coaching selling stock, but if they were, I would want some.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, yeah,
I'm going to talk to some investors. Well, we'll actually.
Oh, hey! Is that a segue? Is that what they call segue?
I like it. I like
yeah.
it.
Good stuff. Yeah. So we have Jamar Jordan in studio with us. As you heard the first segment, he is an accountant, but he is more than just an accountant and an Air Force vet. He is also a private money lender and an investor, and he works in the financial field. Yes. So I guess kind of like, if anything, Brian was supposed to be your compadre, and we're going to hear about his kind of fruitful and just illustrious background in this field. But I guess kind of just speak to maybe this group that you're working with, their background, and then we'll kind of make our way toward the investing that you guys are working in.
Okay, well, the group. Is we keep changing the name. Now the group is called the Professionals.
Okay, I like that. And, I believe it's fitting.
And yes. We have our head storyteller, and his name is Jeff Caspery. Mm. Okay. When you meet him, you will know why he's the storyteller. Everybody plays the part. Brian is the one with the experience, and I think I am the one that kind of charges everything up.
Okay, I can see that.
I like that.
Yeah,
it's a good combo.
But we all work together. We all come with different experiences and skills, mm-hmm. and we just make it work and see if what we can do and how we can help change lives also.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, man. And I like how you're saying that each of you has kind of like a role, and but the role is played by your personality and the who you are. And it sounds like it's like a mastermind. Somebody has a better skill set over here that is a little bit better than the other one, and it's good to combine those together because that's how you make an amazing mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how long have you guys known each other for?
Let me see. I've been knowing Brian for a couple of years.
Okay.
Prior to COVID, we kind of went through some of the same networking groups.
Okay.
And then I met Jeff probably about 6 months ago. At another networking event, and me and Jeff just kind of hit it off. And of course I knew Brian, and I've been trying to get Brian to, because Brian really was retired, so he'll tell you he was retired. Then he did some work for just a select few people as far mm-hmm. as when it comes to investing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him to, kind of charge it up a little bit, less, because Brian likes to give back a lot of information to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just told him that, that's value added and he mm-hmm. should really pursue that. So now he's kind of opening up mm-hmm. the gambit more and passing on that information and willing to help other people learn how to invest in the stock market and also become a lender to different ventures.
Nice.
Mainly real estate.
Nice. So, and I guess to the best of your knowledge, what should people look out for when they're brand new to investing?
When they're brand new to investing, I would say the main thing to look out for is the contracts. Not say everybody is out to get you, but the contract should be a living, breathing document.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't understand the contract, I would highly suggest you have an attorney look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It will save you so much time, effort, and grief.
Huh, yeah.
Because I'm telling you, these people who have been in the business for a long time, they know how to finagle the system, how to move around. Mm. And so not saying everybody does it, but worst case scenario, you should really understand, you know, what you're getting yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first part of that is the contract. Understand what you're willing to give up, what's your collateral, and then what are you responsible for, and then what can you lose in the process.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say, like, some of the common mistakes new investors make?
Not knowing the right numbers.
Mm.
Feeling more with emotions versus logic.
Mm.
You know, just because you see good investment and you're emotionally to it, mm-hmm. you still need to use logic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be able to do the research, understand the demographics of where you're buying it or whatever you're doing, and mm-hmm. basically just do the research. And then, as they say, as you know, always have your exit strategy.
Mm.
Always, you know, never kind of. Never try to feel like you are obligated to do the deal.
Mm.
You know, do the deal because it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that where you talked about emotional investing, where people get really emotional attached to it. As soon as they see it plummet or go down or something like that, they get the cash out, and then they see it go up again, and they're beating themselves up. So
yes,
that's great. You know, great information that people need to know about when they're getting into investing.
Yes,
so like. You know, you said kind of like for people who are new to investing, you know, what are the common mistakes? But like for people that want to start investing, like what would you say would be like the first step towards getting started, you know, with that?
Well, it depends. If you're talking about, are we talking about real estate investing, or are we talking about investing in the market?
Actually, I mean, any whichever mm-hmm. one. I mean, if you could talk about all of them, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, we're on the subject of investing in the stock market. So mm-hmm. let's go there.
Okay. Like,
let's pivot over to real estate investing.
I would say, and as most of the gurus say, you know, in investing what you use already.
Mm.
So look at the home products you use at home or the products that you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gives you that much inferences to try to learn more about it. You know, find out who is the parent company. And then, for instance, if you have Verizon Wireless, you should invest in Verizon Wireless and have them pay your cell phone bill.
That makes sense.
So you can actually create a passive income by just understanding what the stock market does and how it can benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be my first thing to do, is just do some research on it.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard that before, but it makes sense because mm-hmm. like all the stock that I own, pretty much that's the case. Like especially back when COVID first hit, I got snapped up on a whole bunch of American Airlines because I love using American Airlines.
Yes.
So yeah, that's great advice. And then I guess on the real estate front, what are we looking at there?
And on the real estate front, I would say if you're not versed in it and you don't have the ability to have someone coaching you,
mm-hmm.
then just they have these different groups that come in. You have fortune builders, you have people that come in to Tucson all the time
mm-hmm.
that are willing to get you to invest in real estate. And I would kind of start there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or unless you know, if you're lucky to know a realtor that's also a real estate investor,
mm-hmm.
then that's also a good place to start too.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
So like when people reach out to work with you guys, like what is, you know, what are some of the services that they can, you know, take advantage of?
With me, they can take advantage of tax strategy and then other finances they have questions about. With Brian, he would be more on the stock side because he's got so much experience being on Wall Street, and he's been a CFP, which is a certified financial planner.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, Jeff has been, you know, he's flipped houses and he's owned several businesses. So we kind of all kind of mesh. So you different varieties. So just kind of based on the situation is probably who you would talk to.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And then if people want to get a hold of you guys, how do they do that?
Well, we all have, we still are separate, but we are a conglomerate together. So we have business cards and everything like that, but we don't have a website or anything like that. We're just still trying to figure this out. So more than likely right now, we're just kind of collaborating with each other. But eventually down the road, then that's probably when we'll see if we can, you know, maybe get a partnership or something like that going for the professionals.
For the professionals.
Nice. I like that. I like that name, the professionals.
Yeah. I think it's fitting. I mean, I've met you guys. You guys are all characters of your own source, but you're definitely professionals, if nothing else.
Yes.
So that's for sure. But so, well, I guess for people that are looking for accounting services, how can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me. You can, my email is jcwventures@gmail.com. I'm working on my social media part, but you can find me on Facebook as Jamar Jordan EA, which is enrolled agents, which means I'm licensed to practice for the IRS in all 50 plus states.
Nice.
And then my, can we get our phone apples out here?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah,
and then my business number is 520-477-2033. And I am a texter too, so you can even text me.
Nice.
Again, that number is 520-477-2033. And let's have a conversation, see how we can help each other.
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was saying to Andreas before, Jamar came in studio. I mean, I'm a little jealous of you guys' little mastermind professional group there. I'm gonna have to try to buy into that because you guys, like, you guys are a serious group of guys that are getting things done. So, you know, I'm honored that you joined us in studio today.
Yeah, man.
I'm hoping that Brian's okay.
He's not lost somewhere driving around in the circle.
He's halfway to Mexico right now. Just wondering what's going on. It's just like lost in a thought.
Where is this place at?
Poor Brian. We love you, Brian, man. When you watch this back, Brian, just know that we tried to do right by you, bud.
Yeah.
We tried to do right by you. And next month when we have you back on the show, we'll make sure we do it right.
Absolutely. And if it's one thing I can say is that I always be willing to learn. I try to learn something new. I even learned something new by sitting here and doing the show today, just hearing the different things and just hearing how so important to have a voice out there. And so I'm a little nervous, as you can tell. I'm not used to doing radio, but I really enjoyed this. So
yeah, I don't think they can tell. We're in studio with you. And the video audience can tell. But but the listening audience is like, wow, this guy's very, very knowledgeable. He knows his stuff.
Yes.
No, you did great.
Yes, but always be willing to learn something, try to learn something new every day. That would be one thing I want you to take from this.
Yes.
Well, thanks. Thank you for joining us, brother. I really appreciate it, man. I look forward to hanging out with you. I look forward to us going playing some basketball.
Absolutely, because I need to get back in shape.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah, it's like when you assess like how is my success? It's not just financial success. You have to how is my physical success? How is my mental success? How is my emotional success? How is my spiritual success?
Absolutely.
And that is your word of the month from Pastor John McClain.
There you go. Ooh, the word of the month.
Here on the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Thank you all for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
At Ironwood Dental, their compassionate dentists pride themselves on quality care and patient comfort. Ironwood Dental stands behind the work they do, and they believe in building relationships with their patients and treating them with genuine care and respect. The doctors at Ironwood Dental can care for your whole family. They can perform a wide variety of dental services, ranging from orthodontics, sedation, implants, and pediatric care. Call Ironwood Dental at 888-2900 to speak with Nia or Kelly and get scheduled. Or visit their website at ironwooddentalaz.com to painlessly book your appointment online.